Chapter 1 Sonora Desert, 25 miles southwest of Tucson, Arizona, June 24th, noon. What you have to remember, Alexa, is that there are three types of people: the strong, the weak, and those who think they're one, but are really the other.
Deputy United States Marshal Alexa Chase ignored her prisoner and looked through the steel mesh of the prisoner transport bus at the beautiful Sonora Desert rolling by. The glaring spring sun had shot the temperature up to the high 90s, but it couldn't wash out the varied colors and subtle beauty of the desert. Unlike the rolling sand dunes people typically associated with deserts, the Sonora Desert was alive with life. Prickly pear cacti and barrel cacti were interspersed with the low green domes of sweet bush. Here and there a majestic saguaro rose up twice the height of a man, looking like stationary sentinels against the clear blue sky. Birds flitted in the air, and a jackrabbit darted across the road. The rocks were varied hues of browns, oranges, and reds that would turn brilliant in the region's matchless sunsets. A much nicer view than the one inside the prison bus she was riding, but she forced herself to look back at her prisoner. Only an idiot would take their eyes off Drake Logan for more than a few seconds. He was a small man, barely 5'8" and slight of build, but Alexa knew he compensated for this with a surprising strength and cold-blooded ruthlessness. Soft, intelligent brown eyes looked out from an angular, poorly shaven face beneath a shock of unruly brown hair. Drake smiled a little, knowing she didn't want to hear what he said, but also knowing she was a captive audience. Not that he needed much encouragement. Dad would have said he could talk the spines off a cactus. "You see," Drake said, raising one manacled hand to his thin lips as if to smoke a cigarette, an odd habit of his, "the duty of the strong isn't to crush the weak like a lot of people think. It's to expose the weak who think they're strong. That's the only way to show society what true strength is. That's why I don't kill children, not even bratty ones. Too easy."
A slow clap came from the seat behind him. U.S. Marshal Robert Powers, still clapping, said,
"Alexa, I never realized we were in the presence of a humanitarian." "I am a humanitarian, in a way. Inspiration helps people far more than handouts." "Humanitarian contains the word human," Robert said, studying the arm and leg manacles that kept Drake secure to the metal seat bolted to the bottom of the bus. "There's nothing human about you." "On the contrary, my dear friend," Drake said, raising a forefinger like a university professor. "I'm more human than anyone on this bus."
Alexa snorted. The only other people on the bus, besides the two U.S. Marshals transporting the prisoner to a new maximum security prison in the middle of the desert, were the two prison guards up front. Usually this bus would have 20 prisoners packing the seats, but the prison Drake was being transferred from was full of murderers, rapists, meth dealers, and human traffickers. It wouldn't be right to subject that quality of people to the company of a scumbag like Drake.
The man had killed dozens of people across the Southwest in the most horrible, humiliating ways possible. He was a monster. A highly intelligent monster. It had taken Alexa and her partner more than a year to track him down, and even then it had been as much luck as it was police work that nabbed him.
Going to prison hadn't stopped his killing spree either. Drake put his hands to his lips again. He was a chain smoker, and the 5-hour drive without a single menthol must have been torture for him.
Good.
"With one exception, of course," Drake said, his eyes lingering on her. Even chained up, that felt creepy. Alexa knew he was trying to draw her into the conversation. She didn't take the bait. She wanted to get this transfer over, go home, and take a long shower. He looked out the window. Alexa watched his eyes. You could always tell a lot about a perp from the eyes. Drake's never stopped moving. Always searching. Always assessing.